You know Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and Jesus, the wise men, the donkey, the cattle and sheepses. I know that doesn't rhyme very well, but do you recall the most infamous innkeeper of all? You know the story, right? Tough to be the innkeeper, right? He's that guy that we seem to make out to be the bad guy. You don't want to be him in the Christmas pageant, right? Am I right? Not the key role. You know, the guy that had the nerve to send Mary, you know, that Mary, the mother of God, away. She was clearly in labor. There was a long journey, and Joseph looked like he just got run over by a reindeer. Things weren't going well. Not to mention, this is most certainly Joseph's ancestral town, which probably means he's related to just about everybody in the town, including the innkeeper. Now this innkeeper wanted nothing to do with the family scandal that was at his door. So the innkeeper makes his kin become a family out in the barn. You're a mean one, Mr. Innkeeper. I'm not doing well with my songs today. I should quit, all right? You know, the innkeeper, that guy with his heart two sizes too small, looks down at his nose at Mary and Joseph, and he sends them out to the stink, stank, stunk of the stable. Now, before you go to Twitter to throw some shade on the innkeeper, we should look at the text. We need to look at one teeny tiny detail. Before we get all riled up, let's see what Luke said. And when we look, we don't really necessarily, actually, particularly see that there's an innkeeper in the story. He's really not there. In fact, the word inn is only mentioned once. Remember, because there was no room for them in the inn, which, to be fair, was Christmas, right? You got to book early for your room for Christmas, right? But for some reason, we like to condemn the innkeeper. The inn, that simple dwelling place, a place of safety for the weary, comfort from the cold, and peace for the pursued. But not for Joseph and Mary. Not that night. Joseph and Mary that night were on the outs. They were longing for safety, comfort, and peace. And instead, they find themselves on the outside looking in. You know, many people know what it's like to be part of the in crowd. From that place of comfort or control, many of us have left someone out. Many of us have turned the other way, unwilling to save a space or share a space with someone, especially if that someone is from the outside. Someone we're not comfortable with, someone we're not familiar with. From the inside of the inn, we like to turn our noses on those who are not from here. We'd love to lock up the doors, put the sign on the outside that says, no vacancy, and keep all the room for ourselves. Perhaps that describes you tonight. Or perhaps you're part of the in crowd, but you find yourself locked in. Stifled by sin, frozen from fear, unable to unlock the door from what imprisons. Perhaps that describes you tonight. Or perchance you're not part of the in crowd. And like Mary and Joseph, you find yourselves on the outside looking in, longing to be included, yearning for the stability of the stable, the majesty of the manger, the comfort of the Christ child. And perhaps that describes you tonight. Or perhaps becoming part of the in crowd is one that you have no desire to be a part of. Being part of the in crowd causes fear or anxiety or discomfort, and being on the outs is a whole lot better than being with the in. Perhaps that describes you tonight. But no matter how dark or dank or dreary this world is, Christ came. Christ comes for the in crowd, those locked in or those comfortably in. The Christ child comes for those on the outs, those who are forced out or left out. The hope and the promise of Christmas is that whether we find ourselves in the in or on the outs, there is safety and comfort and peace and protection in Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem, who brings to you everything, himself, forgiveness, peace, safety, comfort, and a place. In Christ, there is always a place for you, a place of love, a place of longing, a place of peace and protection for that which locks you in and for that which keeps you out. Jesus has come to free and to welcome, to forgive and to love. For there's times where there is no room in your life for Christ because you are too comfortable on the inside or you are too distracted from the out. Jesus prepares a room. He prepares a room for you. And in his life, death, and resurrection, he proves to you that you are forgiven. And he has a place for you. In the Christ child's death and resurrection, the door to heaven has been opened. So you will be a part of that in crowd forever, where sins are forgiven, promises kept, eternity secured, and hope certain for you tonight. In Christ, we find stability in the stable. And from a stable few that first night to the in crowd of heaven, which has no number, the joy of Christmas is yours now and forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in Christ we know that you have given us the greatest gift ever. You have given us freedom, salvation, and peace. Lord, there are times where we're weary, seeking comfort and peace. Times we feel pursued or locked in. Lord, we thank you for opening up the door to heaven. We thank you that in Christ there is always a place of love and longing, of peace and protection. Lord, we thank you for that gift given to us in the babe of Bethlehem. Lord, remind us of this gift not only this Christmas season, but every day. We thank you that in Christ we are forgiven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.